This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions and plumes of smoke were seen rising from northern Gaza Strip as Israeli bombardment continues over the besieged Palestinian territory. The UN Humanitarian Office said Tuesday fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in northern Gaza caused another 200,000 people to flee south in the past 10 days. Israel has urged civilians to evacuate Gaza City and surrounding areas in the north, but the southern part of the besieged territory is not much safer. Supporters of Israel rallied in large numbers in Washington on Tuesday. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Supporters of Israel gathered by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying never again. The March for Israel offered a bipartisan endorsement of Israel as criticism has intensified over the offensive in Gaza set off by the bloody October 7th Hamas attack. Rabbi Mendel Silberstein traveled from suburban New York.
There's a great awakening happening among the Jewish people to support Israel, to support the Jewish cause, to fight anti-Semitism.
Speakers at the rally included congressional leaders and Israel's president. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Red Cross has not met any hostage held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said Tuesday after meeting the organization's head in Geneva. Cohen told reporters, "We don't have any proof of life." Family members of some of the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza also attended that meeting, as well as the press conference afterwards at the United Nations. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says his goal for his upcoming meeting with Xi Jinping is to get the U.S.-China relationship on a normal course. The president made the comments Tuesday just before departing the White House for San Francisco, where he will meet with Xi and attend a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders. Biden's meeting with Xi on Wednesday is the main event of his four-day visit to San Francisco. Somalia is dealing with floods that reportedly have killed more than 30 people, caused widespread destruction of infrastructure, and forced 500,000 people to seek safety on higher ground. The World Food Program warns climate shocks from droughts to floods are prolonging the hunger crisis in Somalia. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
World Food Program spokesperson in Somalia, Patrick Wilton, says WFP was able to mitigate impacts before the floods hit. He says the agency, working with the government, activated an anticipatory action plan to deliver cash transfers and warning messages to families about where the rains would be heaviest. The plan gave families advance information so they could protect themselves from the floods. It also gave them money to buy food at a time when their cupboards were bare. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As a record number of migrants arrive on the Spanish Canary Islands, some children are being wrongly classified as adults, leaving them without extra support to find residency and education. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
15-year-old Guinean Musa Kamara is one of a record 32,000 migrants who have arrived in the Canary Islands this year via a treacherous journey by sea from Africa. 20 people died on his 11-day voyage via wooden boat in search of a better life. But when he finally arrived, he and a friend were sent to an old military base, registered by police as adults. Global rights organisation Amnesty International said in a report this month that 12 out of 29 migrants it interviewed at adult centres in the Canaries were actually minors. But to prove their age requires a costly bone test, which can take months.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Washington will resume food aid for people across Ethiopia next month after assistance was paused earlier this year following implementation of comprehensive reforms, according to the U.S. Agency for International Development statement seen by Reuters on Tuesday. Ethiopia's food crisis has deepened in recent years because of the war in the Tigray region and the Horn of Africa's worst drought in decades. I'm